Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The world's preeminent talk radio portal.
All about your health.
And now here's Melanie Cole, MS, host of Staying Well.
Well, have you felt that pain in your wrist and kind of up your thumb? Do you work at a job that requires that you type a lot, or maybe you're a massage therapist, something that requires using your hands a lot? It could be carpal tunnel, the pain that you feel. My guest is Dr. Mark Argentiano. I think I said that right. Welcome to the show. Dr. Tiano is a neurosurgeon who deals with carpal tunnel on a regular basis. Tell us a little, give us a working definition of it, Dr. Mark, and then let's talk about some treatments and at-home treatments.
All right, great. First of all, Melanie, thank you for having me, and it's great to be able to talk to you and your audience, so I appreciate that. Secondly, as far as a working definition of the carpal tunnel syndrome, first is a little bit more technical. So the carpal tunnel is an area in your wrist, right where your hand meets your arm. It is a tunnel, just like a Lincoln Tunnel where the cars go through, or any other tunnel that carries traffic or anything else, except this tunnel is made up of bones in the back and a very thick ligament in the front, and that holds everything in place. One of the structures that goes through this particular tunnel is a nerve called the median nerve, and it's a big nerve that goes to the thumb and the two fingers right next to the thumb. So what could happen is if, for whatever reason, that tunnel gets constricted and the nerve gets pinched, a person would feel numbness in that thumb and the first two fingers next to the thumb. They would feel pain there, sometimes weakness or dysfunction. And often they describe it as getting worse at night, that's what a patient would notice.
Okay, so if somebody is experiencing these pains, similar to if they have sciatica, you know, that starts in one place, is kind of moving to each finger there, and they come to see you, you've diagnosed them with carpal tunnel, what is your first line of defense, Dr. Mark? What do you do for them right away at the beginning for their pain?
So the first line of defense is typically you give them immobilizing splints that hold the hand in a neutral position that will allow that tunnel to be the most open that it can be. You don't want to keep them in something like that forever. Typically they use it at nighttime when they're resting so that nerve gets a little bit of a breather. In addition to that, the next thing you do is you can recommend something to relieve the symptomatology. There are several methods of going about relieving the symptomatology. One would be oral analgesic medicine, anti-inflammatory medicine. So typically a patient can either get over the counter, something like Advil or Motrin, or else they can also be prescribed stronger versions of anti-inflammatory medication. And there are different kinds of creams and balms that you can use and put right on the area that can decrease the inflammation locally. Well, one of these types of creams and balms that we recommend is one named Ativia Botanica, which is a herbal remedy, which uses a lot of different plant-derived materials that is natural and organic, and that seeps into the area and relieves the inflammation locally and doesn't have the side effect profile of the other anti-inflammatory medications that are better known.
Well, sure, people don't want to have to go on anti-inflammatories if they don't have to. What about ice? Do you recommend icing along with the bracing?
Well, icing depends. That's a very good question. So it depends on the acuity of the situation. In a very acute situation, such as from a traumatic injury that caused the carpal tunnel syndrome, such as a car accident or a sports injury, sometimes you get a bang on that area and it gets swollen and inflamed, then ice is a very good treatment for the initial swelling. And typically for the first 24 to 72 hours, it's very powerful. However, as the situation gets more chronic, ice alone becomes less helpful, because ice initially is good because it decreases the amount of blood flow to the area, therefore, again, decreases the inflammatory response. But over a long term, if it goes from an acute to a more chronic phase and you keep applying ice to the area, what would happen is it constricts the blood flow and doesn't allow as much healing to occur in that area. So in a situation like that, where acute trends into subacute trends to chronic, you can still use ice, but you have to use it for a shorter and shorter duration, and it's better if you mix it with heat, either a hot compress or a warm shower or something like that, that really lets the warmth seep in there and allows more blood to come to the area rather than less blood.
And do you wear the brace while you work if you're someone who has to type or, you know, like I mentioned, a massage therapist?
I'd rather people not wear the brace the whole time. The reason being that it will cause the muscles in those areas to atrophy. And the muscles in the area really are your body's best protection against developing
well,
problems.
Well, which is always the issue with braces, Dr. Mark, is, you know, to brace or not to brace, because then are you letting the muscles not kind of kick in and do their own work? Along those lines, can we prevent carpal tunnel? Is there exercises that you can do? Is there things that you can do, a certain typing, resting your wrists? What can you do to help prevent it?
Well, that's a very good question as well, Melanie. Some of the parts of carpal tunnel syndrome that are etiologic are beyond our control, such things as pregnancy, thyroid imbalance, and just the genetic predisposition. Those things are out of our control. Certain things are in our control that predispose you to carpal tunnel syndrome, such as obesity, which if you lose weight, there'll be less fat in that area and less compression of the nerve and more space for other things. Now, as far as specific exercises, it's very tricky because overuse of any one particular exercise can cause that ligament, which is the one part that's changing, to thicken over time and cause more compression. So sometimes you get in more trouble by doing the wrong kind of exercise. So you're better off seeing a professional, such as someone like yourself, right? That's the kind of thing that you are able to do in other aspects of your career, or a physical therapist who knows the right kind of exercise and the right kind of maneuvers to strengthen the muscles without unduly aggravating the ligaments.
So you want to make sure to do your exercises carefully, find out the ones that do not kind of exacerbate the problem or even make it worse, see a professional to get those exercises, because you can make a situation even worse. However, there is bracing and there is ice, and eventually ice on and off with heat, anti-inflammatories. These are all things you can do. Now, in the last probably 45 seconds, what about surgery? When does it come to that?
That's another excellent question, Melanie. Basically, that's when people, most of the time, by the time I see people, they're at that stage. So when do you come to surgery? First of all, if you're miserable, number one. And number two, if you've tried all these other modalities that we talked about and they've failed, that's one circumstance where surgery becomes the next indicated treatment. Secondly is if you have atrophy of the muscles, or if you're in a situation where things are severe and progressive to the point where your doctor or your healthcare professional doesn't think that you have time to trial all the other non-surgical modalities. Those are the two main indications.
And in the last 30 seconds, wrap it up for us. Now, about carpal tunnel syndrome, what puts you at risk, and the best things you can do about it.
So basically, the factors that you're most at risk for carpal tunnel syndrome include certain things out of our control, such as thyroid issues, pregnancy, other things that are in our control, such as obesity, and then other things that sometimes we're stuck with, such as repetitive movements, and sometimes they could be occupational. The things to do about it, most important, is you try to start with the least invasive and move on the way up. So intermittent bracing with heat and cold is helpful. Secondly is the kind of creams I described, such as I'd mentioned, a Tevia Botanical. Last is anti-inflammatories, and finally is surgery if nothing else works.
Well, these are the great suggestions that you're getting right here on Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.